The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I think there's a very good chance that we're going to have the maximum number of delegates coming out of Minnesota.
Ron Paul was right.
Robert Scott Bell.
Feral pigs and piglets on small family farms in the state of Michigan are now illegal and considered invasive species. Hide them or they'll get shot.
Robert Scott Bell.
Mr. Chair, members, I present to you AB 2109. This bill will provide accurate medical information to parents who are considering exempting their children from vaccination.
I am Dr. Don Hart.
Excuse me, no more testimony, just to say whether you support or oppose the bill.
I oppose medical fascism backed by voodoo science.
Thank you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, this hour, what is Justina's Law? Or what will Justina's Law be? We got a question of the day on mesothelioma. We'll see if we get to that. Also, eating fruits and vegetables, will it help you lose weight? These are weird questions to have to ask, but we must ask them, because certainly the answers are not forthcoming, at least the appropriate, correct, factually, scientifically substantiated answers not coming from medical science. They're not, honestly. And we'll get to that. First of all, the hospitals, they want to know what you're up to. The doctor is in? No, the doctor will spy on you now. Coming to that in a moment, but I have to go back to the hobbits. We have to, Super Don, go back to the hobbits. New Zealand was like in the middle of the pack, wasn't it, on cannabis smoking? Right? We assume that they're, you know, we weren't sure about the hobbits. That's the New Zealand origin. I don't know if it's really a New Zealand origin, but again, the concept is New Zealand's higher up on the list, no pun intended, than even the U.S., I think. But the hobbit question is something that suddenly our good friend Roseanne Lindsay chimed in and said, well, there's a real basis for hobbits.
We have awesome listeners. We really do. I mean, they're smart, and you know, they listen to the show, and they'll throw stuff in there when we're asking questions, and Roseanne came to the rescue. And this is actually a rather bizarre story.
Yeah. It makes real, perhaps, the concept of the Hobbit in the Lord of the Rings trilogy and the Hobbit story. They're saying that it might relate to this the Indonesian archipelago. How do you say that?
Do you
remember the name
Archipelago?
Archipelago. It's not something I say every day, for goodness sake.
No,
I'm going to do some Hebrew.
You can say bureaucratic oligarchy and Hegelian dialect, but you cannot say archipelago.
Yeah, I can. Yeah, we got a Israeli or Hebrew type listener. We're going to answer a question perhaps next, so we're going to be challenged with that. But evidently, might be related to something that was called the pygmy. The pygmy. I don't know if they're still called pygmy, because that might be politically incorrect, but that's what I remember. They're saying there might be some relationship. Now, we do not know if pygmy smoke cannabis. We don't know the answer to that. This all just came to our attention thanks to Roseanne. So maybe we'll get an answer on that as well. But we'll table that for now.
Listen, I'm going to, and if you want to know what we're talking about here, just go to the Facebook page or on the Twitter. I'm going to send that out right now. The mystery of the human hobbit.
Right.
Very, very interesting information here.
More interesting, the mystery of the human heart.
Yes.
A lot of people have questions about that. The human hobbit. But we got links up at robertscottbell.com. And so we'll get Latin. We'll say, we'll tabula rasa that. We'll blank slate that one and maybe revisit it.
See, here you go again.
What?
Archipelago? No, but tabula rasa? What the heck?
I wasn't prepared to say archipelago. Sorry.
Just tabula rasa. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So this story from the Mail Online, the doctor will spy on you now. And you know, this article's interesting. There's so many typos in this article. Just so you know, I don't know if that discredits it or not, but hospitals and insurance companies are now using credit card data to monitor how patients eat, whether they belong to a gym, and when they smoke, and whether or not they're a hobbit.
Two health care. I mean, listen, they want you to check off what race. Well, who gives a flip? Right. Human. Color me human, as they say.
You know, I think, you know, just because you said that, the next time I have to fill out a form and it asks me what race I am, I'm going to put Hobbit in. Why not?
Do that. Yeah.
Why not?
Hobbits of the world unite, right?
Yeah.
No more hospital data mining of hobbits, much less humans. Now, I'm going to say this. If you are relying on the medical community or doctors to provide you with health information, there's not a lot I can do to help you. But then again, you're probably not listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. My listener's pretty astute in saying, you know, the doctors have their limitations. And in many cases, their limitations is that they're dunderheads. And we don't want dunderheads trying to communicate to us about what we should or should not do about our health. But those dunderheads are now relying on high-tech methodologies, credit card data transactions, to see whether you're doing what they want you to do. Oh, my gosh, you're eating coconut oil. Too much fat. That's saturated fat. We're going to tag you next time you come in, and we're going to raise your Obamacare rates up just a wee bit, maybe just a lot. Because rather than, well, they'll say, well, we don't want you eating junk food. But yet again, what are these dunderheaded doctors eating? Let's be honest. They will not counsel you on good nutrition because they're not eating well. And if they try to counsel you on good nutrition, it's so broad and vague what they're saying. You've got to eat better. And, of course, eating better to them means still eating less fat, not more fat.
Is this a classic case of do as I say, not as I do?
Right, right. Well, again, remember, it's the dunderheaded doctors that used to say, smoke after eating your dinner. It's good for digestion.
It soothes the throat.
Right, exactly. You know how rough it is eating. Oh, my throat, I just ate. You know, if there's throat inflammation, gargle with some silver hydrosol. Take some, let's see, what Latin-named remedy would I take for a sore throat? Let me think about that. There are some good homeopathic remedies for sore throats.
What? Come on, you can do it. What? You can do it.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think back to the ones that I like to do for that. I wasn't planning on doing that. It's probably called Archipelago.
All right. Tabula rasum.
Yeah, I just went tabula rasa on my throat remedies. We'll come to that. But gargle with the silver hydrosol at this point, and it'll come back to me.
So listen, here's the creepy part about this whole story here, is that the hospitals are now going to these marketing companies, and they're taking this data that they've got, whether we're talking about general census data, like, do you own a dog? Mm-hmm. What kind of car do you have? How many people are in your house? Do you own your house? Do you rent your house? They're actually taking this data, and they're using it to try and figure out different things about your lifestyle and stuff. But if that isn't bad enough, there are certain hospitals and healthcare companies that are going as far as looking at your credit card data and those those loyalty cards that the grocery stores will give you, you know, your Albertsons or your whatever card, you know, where you can get points and you can get gas savings and stuff. They're actually going into that data and they're actually looking at the things that you're buying. And so what's happening here is these certain hospitals will have the ability, let's say you come in and you say, hey, doc, my blood pressure's bad. And they'll go, okay, well, here you go. We're going to give you a prescription for this and make sure you don't do this and that, whatever. They can actually go and see if you went and bought a pack of cigarettes. Mm-hmm. So the next time you come back to the doctor, your doctor can open up the chart and go, excuse me, sir, looks like you had a pack of Marlboros that you purchased last Tuesday, and I'm going to talk to you the dangers of cigarettes. That, to me, that is just a huge invasion of privacy. Because, listen, if your health is bad and you know that you should not be doing certain things and you do them anyway, what is that going to do? That means you're going to probably be removed from the gene pool at some point sooner than you would have if had you not been doing those things. But this is the United States of America. If I want to run with scissors, I should be able to run with scissors. Don't tell me that I can't, right?
No. Mommy and daddy government and mommy and daddy doctor need to tell you these things because you're not capable of figuring it out yourself. So we're going to track you to the ends of the drugstore. Actually, if you're in the drugstore, they'll be going, yay, you're doing great, because that's probably where you got to go to be healthy. Get on your medications. Stay on your medications. But the idea, of course, of independence, again, we're coming closer to Independence Day. The disappointment that I have with my fellow Americans is that they lack the true, let's say, connection to the nature of independence, the reason why these United States of America were founded, the reason why there was a Declaration of Independence actually written. and, of course, the limitations the Constitution was supposed to place on the federal bureaucracy, even on the state level, too, to maximize the amount of liberty among the people. But now if you speak of liberty, and this could be liberty from the medical system, you are now considered some form of Department of Homeland Security terrorist or enemy of the state, because the state thrives on you pretending that you're free. Well, that you pretend with them that you're free, that some lesser form of freedom is just good enough. I can still move about the cabin pretty much. Yeah, but can you utilize a plant that God created in every... No, not necessarily.
Well, and in this case, can you go down to 7-Eleven and buy a Tasty Cake, which you endorsed, by the way?
I did not endorse the Tasty Cake.
Yes, you did.
Well, if I did...
I've got you.
But that's not what I meant. How can you bring that up?
Sorry.
Now
people are going, what are you talking about? You have to go back and listen to, what was it, Friday's show?
Friday Thursday Archives show, like, or the Robert Scott Bell Show. You just, you miss a day, you miss a lot of irreverence. In addition
Robert
to the healing
Tasty Cakes.
Yeah, anyway. I endorse Tasty Cakes. I endorse Coors Beer. Is that what you're going to say, too?
Yes. But listen, you're talking about independence, you're talking about freedom, and the government taking that away from you, or making you think you don't have those rights, when in reality you still do. But in this particular case, where you're looking at these hospitals that are getting into your personal lives and now getting into your personal data and your buying habits and your credit card receipts, there's one really good reason why this is happening, and we can say it in one word, Obamacare, which I think is one word, isn't it? Or is that two words?
Yeah, I think it is. It's a compound word.
But here's the thing, and it's I didn't even realize this. Obamacare, with the new regulations that have come down, they've put pressure on hospitals to keep the patients, quote, healthy and out of the emergency rooms. And did you know that hospitals can be fined if a patient is readmitted within a short period after they've come in for treatment?
So what does that
mean? What's happening?
They got to drug them enough so they don't come back?
Well, listen, the hospitals are now under pressure. They're looking at the bottom line, and they're going, you know what? Obamacare says we're going to get fined if these people come back after they've come and seen us for a particular problem. So we need to now climb into their personal data, invade their privacy, and now hold their hand and scold them to keep them from doing things we think they shouldn't do, because if they come back, we're going to get a fine.
Well, I'm going to say something that's going to upset even some of my listeners. If you are participating in Obamacare, you're a slave. Yeah. You basically subverted yourself to a federal bureaucracy that has no right, no enumerated power to force you to participate in something known as and as dangerous as the medical monopoly. By the way, sore throat, the remedy I was looking for was Lachesis, L-A-C-H-E-S-I-S. It just came to me. Anyway, we got lots more healing to go and a question of the day next.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition, for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007.
And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
All right, question of the day. Is Bilbo Baggins smoking weed like Leonard Nimoy was all those years ago when he wrote or sang that song about a hobbit? That's funny.
Oh, man. You know, it's crazy stuff. The internet is so awesome because there's really nothing you can't find. And anybody who's, you know, trolled the internet for a while.
Yes.
Has seen this, and if you haven't, I'm going to post it right now on the Facebook and the Twitter. Okay. Leonard Nimoy, back in the 60s, actually sang a song, and they were actually playing off of his fame and his popularity being in Star Trek, which was huge, you know, when that first came out, and still is today. He apparently came out with some songs and sang a song called The Ballad of Bilbo Baggins. And it even has its own music video.
And I think
it's absolutely horrible.
He actually never, he never worked again until they came out with a Star Trek movie years ago. All right. Well, that was The Hobbit. That's somehow a recurrent theme here. We don't know if hobbits smoke or not, but I think they had
We can thank Roseanne for that one. She got us going.
Actually, they did smoke, but we don't know what they put in their pipes. That was the question. Now, on to the question of the day. This is coming from Judy, who seems to be Israeli. She says, Dear Dr. Scott Bell, hope I will not give you more reason to laugh at my English. I write both in Hebrew, my language, and English, so sometimes I'm too lazy to change my keyboard only to English, like now. This is interesting. Oi! I think she says oi. Oi. You can laugh as much as you want. I was happy to confirm this information. I've heard it once before. I was diagnosed with pleural epithelial mesothelioma almost a year ago. Exactly the time that a Google predicted I will live. I guess she Googled it and said you only have a year to live or something. Please don't listen to Google if it tells you you have a year to live. That's something we don't any more than I want you to believe your doctor when he or she says that. They're not God. Anyway, so she jokes, I'm afraid that I'll disappoint Mr. Google unless I slip on a banana, because she's still here. As you can imagine, in the mecca of cancer research and treatment, New York City, where she's from, I was offered the traditional triad of chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery. I rejected two of those, and I was going to get the surgery because she looked at the treatment as being barbaric. She said using a strategy dependent upon fear and ignorance, they used it during World War II. So she's going back historically here. It's interesting. I'm trying to decipher this message in broken English. She almost did the surgery, Judy says, because she was in first stage. She liked her surgeon, but this is what happened. She fell down 4 days prior to what she called the D-Day and fractured her wrist. So she took it as a sign. She says, I thought it might mean something. So she didn't go in for the surgery. And she says, so far my mesothelioma is behaved. Behave mesothelioma. No, not to make light of this, but she's making some jokes here. But she wants to ensure the information is good, the direction she's going, to not do chemotherapy, surgery, radiation. And there you go. Judy, obviously you're still alive, so something good is going on. And when we talk about mesothelioma, you hear about these ads on TV. Please join our class action suit because we're talking about a lot of asbestos exposure.
Mesothelioma.
Yeah, yes. You've heard of that.
That's how I learned how to pronounce it, was those commercials.
And if it's plural, P-L-E-U-R-A-L, plural, it's in the lungs and the epithelial tissue is impacted. How often do we talk about the epithelial tissue here of the body, the gastrointestinal? So in this case, we would utilize the inhalation of the silver hydrosol that brings also in oxygen that downregulates inflammation, upregulates healing of tissue, as well as addressing microbial issues. But remember, in cancer, cancer abhors oxygen. Silver can carry up to 10 times its atomic weight in oxygen. Silver also is able to neutralize cancer cells because it has as well an electroporation effect or impact on these cells that have no antioxidant defense mechanism, cancer cells. Now, we also want to strengthen the connective tissue. That is done with the trace mineral silica. Silica, 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 so important. The alpha silica is wonderful. Concentration of the tea from the horsetail extract in a tablet form. And the epithelial challenge we can go is a silica challenge. Three of the Alta Health products, silica, four times a day, 12 a day, at least for a month. Strengthen connective tissue, and cancer has a difficult time metastasizing and growing. Obviously, we want to detoxify the lungs. Lobelia tincture, large glass of water, a dropper full of lobelia tincture. Sip on it over the span of a couple of hours every morning to help heal lung tissue as well. And there are great homeopathic remedies for the lungs. I don't have time to go into them. Maybe next segment. We're going to get into Justina's Law as well. This relates to the medical profession's penchant for claiming medical abuse and now kidnapping your children with the aid of Child Protective Services and then experimenting on them and leaving taxpayers with the bill of any given state. Stand by for that and a whole lot more. Thank you for asking the question, Judy. Lahit wrote a little Hebrew for you. We'll be right back with more powerful healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The new frontier in human nutrition and health is that of epigenetics. Epigenetics refers to the portion of the DNA that you can influence with molecules or frequency signals. A huge key to detoxification, cellular health, and even eternal youth has to do with what kind of signals you are feeding your cells. Technology now exists to energetically encode foods or supplements so that the original food you started with is now a carrier of information that communicates health-giving signals to the cells of your body. The first food of its kind to ever receive this encoding is One World Way. One World Whey has received high praise and generated some amazing testimonies since 2011. We now know that all the amazing testimonies we've received come primarily from the energy encoding process and secondarily to the high quality ingredients. To support your metabolism, detoxification, energy, and strength unlike any supplement you've ever taken, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Today is an important day. It's your day to be ready, take care of your family, and buy your emergency food supply from the Freeze-Dry Guy. Because today, the Freeze-Dry Guy introduces our Mountain House and Packaway one-month food supply. Today, get the Freeze-Dry Guy's 30-day premium unit, normally $364, still priced at $263, save $101. Buy two cases, normally $727, sale priced at $506, save $222. Or choose three 30-day premium units, normally $1,091, now only $748, save $343. From the Freeze-Dry Guy. These premium units are packed with the highest quality Mountain House entrees, meats, vegetables, and Packaway brand freeze-dried pineapple and dehydrates, such as milk, ABC stew, and rolled oats, 289 half-cup servings. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48. Hurry, our Mountain House and Packaway one-month supply sale ends soon. So call now, 866-404-3663.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Ryan.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott.
He's
Scott,
a brave and a decent man. He's a pioneer.
Bell.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell.
Robert Scott Bell.
Yeah, sure, it makes perfect sense to me. The land of the free and the home of the drugs, where we kidnap your children, send them into foster care, or maybe just hold them in the hospital and experiment upon them against your will. That's an American ideal, is it not? Here we go. Justina's Law is now seeking to end experimental medical research on children seized by child Protection Services.
Oh my God. I'm sorry. It's like, yeah. How do you get beyond that title? Really?
Yeah.
We need a law.
Right.
To end experimental medical research on kids that are seized by CPS?
Super Don, that is the exact response I want the American people to have, but they're not going to have. You have nailed it. You're like, we could go, hooray, finally. What? We need a law in the United States of America to end experimental medical research on children seized by the government? And hospitals? Come on! If that's the case, we're toast already. There's no coming back. We're Nazi Germany. And of course, the medical profession is Nazi Germany incarnate in the 21st century. With the annual rate of iatrogenic death, iatrogenicide, they're killing you. They're killing your kids with every intervention from the hepatitis B shot on out. And now, Republicans and Democrats are going to sing kumbaya while holding hands and passing new federal legislation to stop this madness. No, I'm sorry. If they have to pass legislation at the federal level for you moms and dads to figure out that you cannot ask the government for anything. Oh, is that an extreme thing to say? Yeah. You ask the government for permission to get married. And then after you got your license, for which you needed no license, you then turned your children over to the state when they were assigned a birth certificate and a beastly number that would make them collateral to the debt that can never be repaid. And then you wonder, well, how is it they could take my kids if I take them into the hospital claiming that I've medically abused them simply for seeking another opinion or questioning what they're doing in a hospital setting? This is gut check time, America, if I could say it that way. And I know that if you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, you might not be as upset with what I've just said to indict the parents of America. The moms and dads who have sought permission of their government to do that which is their birthright, to align, to mate, to have children, to procreate without the expectation that government agencies in collusion with private hospitals would take possession of their children, would claim ownership of their children, and then begin to experiment on them as if they are all Nazi doctors in 21st century America. But hooray! Hooray, government! Hooray, legislators! Hooray, Michelle Bachmann! Hooray, Congresswoman Nancy Schaefer from Georgia! You're going to get together and make sure this just doesn't happen. This is just an outrage. Justina's Law. They're pushing forward on the federal level. But Super Don, where were they a year ago?
That's the question that has to be asked. I honestly, who knows? I don't know for a fact whether any of these people, you know, we're talking about Michelle Bachmann out of Minnesota, Representative Karen Bass out of California, Representative Tom Marino from Pennsylvania, and Representative McDermott from Washington. Yeah. I do not know factually whether these people got involved in the Justina Pelletier case prior to the very end in the 11th hour. I have a feeling they got involved right at the end there. I could be wrong, and anybody wants to correct me, that's okay.
Yeah.
I'm wrong sometimes. But I have a feeling that these guys are just jumping on the bandwagon, you know, when it became all the, you know, the people in the background that were doing the heavy lifting here, the Pelletiers themselves, the people they were getting behind, the Bo Bermans, and the people that were out there, you know, trying to get this message out there and find justice. Yeah. For Justina, right. Those are the people that should get the credit, not these four people here that are now going to pass a Justina's Law after the fact, after 16 months of this going on. Again, where were these people in the beginning?
And then we have Isaiah Ryder, you know, the latest casualty.
Right.
In this. We pray that he gets out alive from CPS custody and foster care.
Now listen, he will benefit from Justina. This is kind of maybe a paying it forward thing. The Pelletiers can maybe say, hey, you know, we've gone out and hopefully what we've gone through now is something that other people will benefit from because now it's in the limelight and maybe this will protect somebody like Isaiah Ryder. But, you know, again, passing legislation now Just, you know, I mean, what kind of damage has been done to Justine over the last 16 months and the family?
Yeah. The fact that we would even need or perceive the need for federal legislation to do this?
That as well, yes.
And you listen, had they been listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show all these years, I mean, we would have a completely different culture or society. Now, some might say it's better or worse or whatever. I'm just saying that we would be less inclined to believe the authoritarians within the medical profession, much less the government bureaucrats, who have claimed that natural medicine, natural healing, the plants of creation, homeopathy, other things, are absolutely worthless and cannot be utilized, for instance, for cancer, for mesothelioma, right? We asked that question. Or for these mysterious childhood ailments that never existed, or if they did, they were so rare as to be anomalies. In the case of Justina Pelletier with supposedly mitochondrial disorders, or if we talk about Isaiah Ryder with the tumors growing on the nerves, and these things that have become much more commonplace that cannot be remedied by adding more toxic medicines patented and approved by the Fear and Death Administration into the bodies of these children. You know, we talk about cleaning up our bodies, moms and dads to be. If you haven't already started detoxifying, please do before you have children. And make that part of your planning process. Not just, oh, I got to save up money to have a baby. We got to clean our bodies to have a healthy baby. And we have got to stop subjecting them to the assault of hospital births unless there's truly a medical need. Move back into the natural world where, you know, like my mentor tells me the stories when he was working in the Belgian Congo, as they used to call it, in Kinshasa, riding the trains, pregnant woman, about to give birth, pulls on the cord, stops the train, gets out, walks into the bushes, has a baby, and within a, I don't know, 10, 15, 20 minutes, I'm talking, this is happening, has the baby, gets back on the train kind of moves on. Now that is a strong human being.
That's a super mom if you've ever seen one, right?
But what would that not be, for survival's sake, the ultimate goal where humanity used to be at a certain time, where we had that kind of a strength and vitality that has been lost as we've divorced ourselves from the natural world and increasingly relied upon artificial interventions, even intercessions where we put humans who are less human than hobbits, if that could be said, in governmental authoritarian positions who are dictating to us that we must invest in more toxic interventions, more research into, oh my gosh, how is this cancer happening? How are these strange childhood maladies happening? Oh, could it be that you're poisoning and intoxicating the species of the planet? And you're scratching your head and going, gee, I don't know, what are we going to do? We need more of the same. They create the very diseases that they profit from. And now we've got some legislators, Republican and Democrat, come together. Hey, we got to stop this kidnapping by CPS and stop this, you know, experimenting on children. Listen, every vaccine is an experiment. Every drug that you give a child, much less an adult, is an experiment. They're not guaranteed to act or behave or respond the same way as 100 other thousand people or kids would react. It's all experimentation. But they get to do it with their white lab coats or their sanctioning or their licenses. And again, this is how far we've moved from independence in America, that we would actually look to the authorities that have corrupted us and damaged and maybe even destroyed us as the arbiters of what is right and wrong, much less the remedy for the wrongs that they allowed to happen. Until, oh wait, look at Justina Pelletier, how horrible, let's just jump in now and say we shouldn't do this now. Really?
Well, listen, I mean, I would almost compare this to what we were talking about earlier with the CBD only bills. I mean, is it good that they're doing that? Yeah. Is it a little late in the game? Yeah. Is it progress? Yeah. Is it enough? No.
Yeah.
It's not, but it's a step in the right direction.
Yeah. Here we go. Another question of the day. I've been meaning to get to this for a few days. This is from Randy. I have an acoustic neuroma and had gamma knife radiation about 3 months ago. 10 days ago, I started taking RSHO, Real Scientific Hemp Oil, Blue Label. I've been taking about 1 gram a day. Is that the correct amount of hemp oil? Should I be taking, and how long should I take the hemp oil? Thank you, Randy. Randy, I can't give you information specific to that. I don't know. We're all experimenting, too, in a good way, with something healthy, vital, non-toxic, the CBD from industrial hemp. And if you went under gamma knife radiation, I would please urge you to increase your selenium levels as well. as increase, if you haven't even started, the EMF detox from King Bio? What would be a critical part of this? EMF detox, homeopathic, counteracting some of the radiation, the EM fields as well. And, of course, silica. I talked about silica. Neurological integrity. Blocking the growth of tumors of any and all kind, whether it be on nerve cells, in the ear, or elsewhere. Detoxification of heavy metals. But the hemp oil, I think, is a great, great, great thing to do. The RSHO, hempmedspx.com. 20% off if you enter the code this month of June, SHW46. SHW46. Another Q of the D, or question of the day, answered, at least in part. I'm not saying that's the whole answer for you, but as far as the CBD, I think the 1 gram a day is an excellent place to be, as long as you're still functioning at that level, because it can relax you. And if you need to operate heavy machinery, I'm not talking necessarily from a psychoactive perspective, but it can relax some people more than others, depending on dose. So moderating it down or up, depending on how you feel, is good. But we do know that this CBD is not toxic to the body. The body is designed to receive it. The endocannabinoid system needs it. And you can metabolize it. We are designed by God, a creator, whatever you call it, to receive this. And I'm glad more and more of you are embracing that and utilizing that. So, there you go. Justina's Law? Look, are we going to oppose it? No. But really, do we need that at the federal level? Or do we need to start as mom and dad or mom and dads to be, to stop asking for permission where none is required? Do you think the founding fathers thought, hey, we're establishing the American Republic so that people can ask permission of government at any age? I don't think so. All right, we'll be back. Eating fruits and vegetables, does it have anything to do with weight loss? Stick around. We'll answer it after the break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate, yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods, or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex.
plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Ask it about being outraged, because if you're not, as you said, you're not paying attention, which is why the Fed should want you to smoke as much weed as possible, because you won't give a flip about anything. Interestingly enough. But I mean, come on. We need a law to tell the state not to collude with hospitals to steal children, kidnap children, take possession of them, and experiment upon them medically. But then again, this should not be surprising, Super Don, because we just covered a story this past week about the EPA employees pooping in the hallway.
Employees don't
even know where to defecate. I mean, come on. Don't you teach your kids by the age of two or three where to go, where not to go? And if they don't know, well, maybe it explains things. The same people end up in government, much less maybe in the medical community. If they don't know where to poop, then they'll take the poop out and inject it into your brains in the guise of a vaccination, or the two UC Davis doctors that really did take feces and inject them into the brains of patients with cancer.
That's right.
Because they thought it would stimulate the immune system. I'm talking about doctors with poop for brains here.
Yes.
And by the way, they also want to feed your children mercury-laden fish. There's a story that Eric, our pharmacist buddy, commented on. And I just want to say this. If you're consuming mercury-laden fish, which you might not have an option for in the future, ToxinsAway.com. Please go to ToxinsAway.com. The health ranger, Mike Adams, has validated this. It's a supplement you can take while you're eating this food that will bind the heavy metals and carry them through the GI system and on out again. There you go. ToxinsAway.com.
There you go.
Last story real quick. We got a phone call. See if I can get to it. But eating fruits and veggies, evidently, latest research says it doesn't matter in weight loss because it's all about calories in and calories out. These dunderheaded research scientists, doctors, still don't get it, do they?
Eating more fruits and vegetables will not cause you to lose weight. Well, you know what? If somebody is just adding more fruits and vegetables to their diet to lose weight, then they need to do a little bit more homework. Obviously, there's more to it than that, but here's an interesting thing that kind of caused them a little bit of distress. Mm-hmm. In their research, they found that eating more fruits and vegetables will not help you lose weight, but it does not help. It does not cause you to gain weight either.
Okay.
So doesn't that kind of blow a hole in the whole, it's all about calories?
Right, right. Because if you're eating more, you're certainly adding more calories and
right.
you should gain weight. Because it's not. It's about the metabolization of the calories that you bring into the body. The form that they're in.
Scientists, I don't know. Yeah. What is it with them thinking two-dimensionally so much? It's
right.
so two-dimensional with these people.
It is. They are. They've been run over by a truck already. They just don't know it. Listen, let's wrap up with a phone call we got. Nicole is calling in from California, and she's a wonderful, wonderful woman who's doing great work there with this documentary film. And let's see if we can pull her in here. Nicole, are you on? You're on the air.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Robert. How are you?
Doing well, doing Hello? Well. Nicole, it's nice to hear you. I'm also hearing music,
yeah.
and I'm not
I'm
sure where that's
music.
Coming from.
I think that's you, Robert.
Yeah,
it
might have been.
Page.
It might have been that web page that I opened up about the crazy, just eat less calories. These
I thought it was theme, I thought we were getting theme music for Nicole. That was kind of cool.
I know. Well, Nicole's got a documentary, and we got to hear about it because she's almost done and she needs help.
Yes, I do. Yeah, it's called
What? Nicole,
can't hear me?
No, the line is so
the corrupted. Phone connection's breaking up.
You know, somebody in the HIV establishment doesn't want people to know about this documentary, Nicole.
All right, let's try again.
That must be it. Okay, is HIV a whole different story? And I'm trying to get people to donate by going to Donna, DANA.io. It's a fundraising website where I don't have to pay any percentage back to the website from the fund, from the donations. But it's all about, like, infinite giving, which is like a Buddhist philosophy called Dana. So it says I can donate however much I want back to the website when I'm done fundraising.
Nice. Now, Nicole, is this documentary taking, like, House of Numbers to a whole other level?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like House of Numbers, but it's personalizing it more, because I have my own personal story involved in it and, like, how I became interested. And I kind of talked a little bit about my sister, how my sister died because of a medical malpractice.
Right. And, Nicole, listen, we're out of time, but I want you to send us the link, and we will make sure we put it out
there.
I've
actually got it. I've got it, and I'm posting it right now.
Beautiful, because I know Nicole personally. She's an absolute sweetheart, and we want to support her efforts there. We'll talk to her again. Thank you all for being here. Thank you, Super Don. Thank you for, bringing the power to heal back where it belongs. And you know where it belongs, with you, because the power to heal is yours.
Mine.
Yeah, that's it.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yep. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.